This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So you decide at some point in your life that you want to be a doctor. You spend who knows how many years and who knows how much money. And then one day, when all's said and done, you discover that maybe medicine's not all it's cracked up to be. Welcome to the life of Dr. Sandeep Jahar, cardiologist and author, who writes about his career in his new book, Doctored, The Disillusionment of an American Physician. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I guess maybe the place to start is what happened with your career? You were happy and successful, and it seems sort of that you're not now.
Well, the book is about what I call the midlife crisis of American medicine, and it's told through my first few years as an attending cardiologist at a large teaching hospital in New York. Mm. And what I found was that doctors were tremendously demoralized, and they were behaving in ways that some might consider unethical. There was a lot of unnecessary testing. There was sort of blatant cronyism in calling specialty consults. And patients, too, were very unhappy. The medical system was clearly not responding to their needs. And it was in that sort of environment that I started my medical practice.
And you come from a long line of physicians, we should say.
Yeah, I'm married to a doctor. my mother is the daughter of a physician from India. And, you know, she always told us that she wanted us to become doctors because she wanted people to stand when we walked into a room.
Huh.
And, you know, she was of the generation that held doctors in a very special, exalted place in society.
Yeah.
And that situation has changed.
Surely it could not have been news to you, though, that patients were increasingly, and this is back in 2004-ish or so, patients were increasingly becoming seen as revenue instead of people, that unnecessary testing was growing, if not already, a widespread phenomenon in medicine, that billing was a mess, and that doctors were working harder for arguably less, both in prestige and remuneration.
That was something that we knew about as trainees, but it was hard to appreciate before going into practice how dominant the financial aspects of modern American medicine really are. And what the system has done is forced physicians to behave in ways that they don't want to behave in. No medical student goes to become a doctor, to become a business person. But the system is so dysfunctional today that it has created this business mentality among doctors.
Was there a moment when you realized that you weren't practicing medicine the way you wanted to practice medicine?
Well, this is the crux of the book, that like most new physicians, I wanted to practice with the ideals that I had been trained with, and I found that I was struggling financially with student loans and with a family, and I was forced to supplement my hospital salary by moonlighting, and I ended up moonlighting for a profit-driven private practice in Queens that did a lot of unnecessary testing. And so the physician I was working for had this line of patients out the door who were getting stress tests that were of really questionable value. And those first few months doing that, I came to recognize how wasteful it was. Patients were getting all this unnecessary radiation. It was horrible, and it really contributed to a very deep depression, a professional depression.
This is obviously a time of great change in American medical care, and I wonder whether you are hopeful that we collectively will figure it out.
Well, I think we have to. You know, the system is at a critical point. Today, if a politician says we have the best medical system in the world, he doesn't sound patriotic. He just sounds clueless because the system is wonderful if you have a rare disease or if you require very high-tech care. But if you're a run-of-the-mill patient who has a chronic disease that needs to be managed by multiple doctors, the level of communication and coordination in the American system is so weak, so lacking, that that patient care really has suffered. So we have to fix the system.
It's a book called Doctored, The Disillusionment of an American Physician by Dr. Sandeep Jahar. Dr. Jahar, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.